This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Okay, we got you back here on a Friday. That means Samich Friday. Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Amal Shaw, Dustin Sweetelson, live downtown Las Vegas, Fremont Street at the D. I'm Patrick Maher. And as we welcome you back and say hi to Mike Samich, just want to give him a special shout out because he's playing hurt today under the weather, but still showed up. Will he or won't he the handle on Saturdays and Sundays this weekend? Because my man is legitimately sick. That is the question. But as we say hi to VSiN hosts, of course, racingdudes.com as well. Make sure you check him out there. Mike Samich. And Mike, as we say, first off, thanks for doing this. I know you're not feeling well. And then we were talking a little bit. Maybe you heard the show because you said you were crunching some numbers for the big guy. So why don't we do this? Dustin, why don't you lay out what you have for futures? As far as baseball, we're going to do plenty, including running the board in the NFL. But quickly, why don't you throw what you have as far as the futures left in baseball and Samich crunch some numbers for you?
Yeah, so I have bets on three teams. One of them is very small, one's in the middle, and one's, I don't know, a little bit bigger, but I wouldn't call it a big bet. So I have in the Rangers, I have five or six different bets. It's about $100 to win about $1,200, somewhere in that range. On Arizona, I've got $50 to win about $1,600. And on Philly, I have $30 to win close to $400. That was just, Philly looked like a fun team down the stretch, and I wanted to be in the mix on that one. And it could potentially cover all of my bets for the World Series. But I have nothing on the Astros. And Mike and I actually talked about this when we went to dinner a couple weeks ago. He was like, oh, so your only liabilities are the two favorites in each league? Luckily, Mike, we got rid of one. We still have one looming. They're still trailing in the series, but I can tell you after last night, I'm a little nervous about the Astros and not having a bet on them.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely one of the teams you got to be worried about here. Just four left. They seem like the best AL team. They'll have to come back against the Rangers to get the job done. One of the first questions I asked you when you said I have these three live futures was, well, what team do you like the most? Because I think that's an important part about trying to figure out how you want to possibly hedge these. And your response was, I like the Phillies the most. Like, I agree with you right now. They're the betting favorite plus 155 over on DraftKings. And so if I was going to attack this, if I were you, I would make one of two decisions. I would either load up on the Phillies here, or I wouldn't do anything right now because I don't like the price for the Astros and kind of what you'd have to come back in there. I think that you have, you're just a big Rangers fan right now in my mind. And then you decide if you want to load up with more on the Phillies. Cause I looked at it, like if you bet 200 to win on the Phillies, you don't put yourself in that much better of a position than you are now. And if the Astros do end up winning the AL, you have to come in with a bet that almost costs you all your profits here, or you're sweating out the World Series where you only have the Phillies and it could be just a train wreck. Cause you said you don't want to root for the Astros, and then the Astros could cost you money on top of it. So I would just hold ground right now. If it ever you get a better price on the Phillies or a better price on the Astros, you want to put a little bit on them to try and get more juice there, then cool. But with the way that this has gone, I think you just kind of hold serve and then possibly bet more on the Phillies once you get to the World Series.
I think that's the move. I think that's absolutely the move.
Well, I thought Mike made a point that's very important for future reference for people who might be hedging a play. You said, which team do you like? Which one do you believe can win? And I think that's something that people need to take in consideration, not just the notion of, hey, it's strictly a financial hedge, but how do you think it's going to potentially play out as well?
Boys, quickly, we do have game five coming up here in just about 4 minutes. First pitch, Astros Rangers reset the rotation with Verlander and Montgomery. Amal, we'll get to you, and Dustin, both were thinking under nine. Samich, did you have a play here in this one?
I haven't played. I've been looking at that under nine the whole day, though. To me, this is a game where I think you're going to see a more defensive style. You got Verlander back on the mound. He loves these type of games, generally pitches very well in this spot. Close game. I expect you're going to not have the managers allow these pitchers to go too long. So if you see any situations where it's time to go to the bullpen, they're going to go to the bullpen as the first choice versus letting someone stay in there, especially in this game five spot. So to me, I would take the under nine here as well, but don't have a play on it right now.
Patrick, I took the under nine, and I tell you, I agree completely with what Mike said. Mike, earlier I said that Justin Verlander is the only pitcher in this game that will have a little bit of leeway and some rope. Even as well as Jordan Montgomery has pitched, it'll be a pretty quick hook for Bruce Bochy. You cannot come back to Arlington up 2-0, get swept, and then expect to be able to win two in a row down in Houston. I think it's almost like an all-hands-on-deck situation. You've got an off day tomorrow that allows you to reset your pitching rotation for Tuesday. I'm sorry, for Sunday. So I think this is exactly what you just referenced.
Big guy, you got anything?
Yeah, I still like the under. I don't think I'm going to end up betting it here. I think this is one of those games I'm going to kick back and watch because I think we're going to get an old school October type game, pitching duel deep into the seventh inning, and it's going to be dramatic.
You could have sold me on 8 for this total today, so I'll go under 9. Okay. Samich, we were just having a discussion, and we'll get to the future of college football. That is Avery Johnson with K-State. I know you've got to play on one of those. That kid is ridiculous. Dustin told me you got to go YouTube this kid's 5-touchdown performance last week, and it's crazy. It's fascinating to watch. We were just discussing Penn State, Ohio State. I don't expect you to have official plays here, but if you have a lean, Ohio State 4.5 right now.
I was looking forward to unloading the clip on Ohio State in this game. I have not done it because of the injury concerns I have for Ohio State here. I don't like this Penn State quarterback on the road. He's been on the road twice. He hasn't looked great either time. I backed them -14 when they were at Illinois. That was one of the sweatiest games that should have never been a sweat because they just could not score any points. And they had so many opportunities. So I don't really trust this Penn State offense is going to be able to move the football quite a bit. To me, I would lean toward the under because I think Penn State's defense is very good, should be able to hold Ohio State down for the majority of the game. And I don't think the Ohio State's quarterback is going to perform very well on the road. So my leans would be Ohio State -4.5 in the under, but I have not tagged either yet.
I like your play from the perspective of how you broke down Ohio State. I'm not as concerned about the injuries. For me, it comes down to can the Ohio State offensive line handle the Penn State defensive line? I'm just not convinced they can. They have looked average against some pretty pedestrian teams. Now, this is probably the best front they'll face maybe all year or until Michigan.
I there's a few things. Death, taxes, and I'll never get those 3 hours back from watching Penn State at Illinois a few weeks ago. That, you know what? I'll say it straight up. That was depressing. That was really, it was a sad experience. Alone by myself watching that game. Are you freaking kidding me? And Penn State had a million takeaways in that game and never, like, obviously pulled away in the second half, but Samich is so right. They should have buried a bad Illinois team. Okay. Kansas State. You mentioned, and we were just discussing a little bit off the air, this Avery Johnson, who is electric, and he's the starter there now under center. Just a kid, 18 years old, Kansas State. I've got right now, just to tell you the number, I've got 6 with TCU in town. What do you got here, Samich?
Yeah, I'm laying it with Kansas State here. A lot of times you say, you know, you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any. This is one of those rare scenarios where I kind of like having two quarterbacks. We know what Will Howard can do. He's been able to move this offense for 2 years. Struggled last game. They pull him out. You get to see this freshman, like you said, 18-year-old kid, gets 5 rushing touchdowns. Absolutely dynamic in the backfield. We saw Kansas State run for over 200 yards in that game. This is a great spot for me. This TCU team still getting a little too much love based on what they did last year versus what they have done this year. They're coming out of a nice win, but it was a little fraudulent. They got up 14-0 early and were able to just kind of roll away from their opponent last week. I think Kansas State able to provide another big time performance here. I think they're going to light the scoreboard up on this TCU defense, which we saw struggle consistently heading into last week. Again, they played well last week. I don't think that's the norm. I think that was an exception to the rule. So give me I'll lay the 6 here with Kansas State.
Mike, I love your call on this game, and I'll tell you another thing that adds to it for me, Patrick. This is a Kansas State team that's given up just under 21 points per game. I don't think people realize how solid they are. And TCU, they had that great year last year, but they have fallen off of a cliff. These are the types of games so many times that bet from a betting standpoint, if you don't pay that close attention to college football, kind of go under the radar. This is a good spot. You talked about it, how well they performed against Texas Tech on the road. I think the Frogs are in trouble here.
My only concern with laying this would be is we don't get enough Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson's the key to this whole thing. Hand the keys over to him. Will Howard, you had your time. You're okay. Avery Johnson is a different breed. He could make K-State a totally different team.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They've been so hit or miss this year, and a lot of the miss for Kansas State has to do with Will Howard. turning the football over and just not being the dude they thought they were getting this year. It's so exciting with the kid. Hand him the keys and let him run wild all over TCU. I totally agree there. Okay, so six is the number. Next up, Mike, and I'm guessing most people were watching the late game last week. It was San Diego State at Hawaii on the islands. Let's go ahead and pull this one up just quickly to get your thoughts. Hawaii at New Mexico, laying 2.5.
Yeah, I'll lay it with Hawaii here. I mean, this was as low as 1 at some points this week. I have this as a Hawaii 3-point favorite. This New Mexico team is not good. I mean, they're bad. You look at their two wins, it's a D2 school. The other one that they won, it was not an impressive one at all. They ended up beating UMass in overtime. Flip over to Hawaii. Look, they played really well week one against Vanderbilt. The complete wrong line. We had Stanford week two at home there. I thought that was a great spot to play Stanford, but they came back, beat New Mexico State. New Mexico has lost to New Mexico State at home. This is still a decent Hawaii program. They're not good. They're not what everyone thought after week one, but they're still decent. This is a bad New Mexico team. I think Hawaii is able to put up some points here. Their defense able to hold a New Mexico offense down that had shown nothing prior to the last couple of weeks. So give me Hawaii here in a blowout here. I think they easily cover the 2.5.
I like the call here, and I thought Schrager and company, the offense got it going. Even though they lost the game against San Diego State, you saw the movement from this offense. I think they'll be effective against this UNM team. Mike's absolutely right. Who do they have wins over? Tennessee Tech and UMass, as you said. They're just not good teams they've played so far. Another one of these games, good find and good pull by you, Mike. Just under the radar, a lot of people are not going to be looking at.
Yeah, there was a tale of two halves for Hawaii last Saturday night. Amal just mentioned it. They couldn't do anything offensively against San Diego State in the first half. And then they blew up in the second and played actually really well. I think they take that momentum against a Lobos team that got embarrassed 52-24 against San Jose State last weekend. I do like it. The one I prefer, but 2.5, why not? Big guy, you got anything here?
No, I have PTSD. I'm no longer allowed to bet on Hawaii.
And why? What did Tommy Chang do to you or in your family?
Oh, they allowed 21 points last week and lost to San Diego State.
So you were on. Okay, you were on Hawaii. Okay, when we return, Oak State, West Virginia, next with Mike Somich battling through an illness. We appreciate that.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Of course, we're always debating here on Sharp Money. Who's number one? Well, there's no debate. Zyn is number one when it comes to nicotine pouches. They're already there. It's helped millions of people achieve lasting change, earning the title of America's number one nicotine pouch. You can find your Zyn at your local convenience store or online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. As a warning, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. We got you back here, Sharp Money. I'm Patrick Maher, of course. Amal Shaw, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. On Fridays, we run the NFL board, and we're joined in the final hour by Mr. Somich, Mike Somich, who is, I want to say this, he is, we appreciate him being here for us today because he's not feeling well. VSiN host and analyst, The Handle on the weekend, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, with our buddy Matt Brown as well. Okay, we were joking a little bit during the break. Remember, six buys this week, boys, so a bit light. We can take our time a little bit running the board. Raiders 2.5, Rams 3, Chargers, you can catch 6 right now for Somich there at Kansas City. And I ask you this with no sarcasm, because you were talking about your Green Bay Packers. Did you and your wife end up going with Matt LaFleur as the godparent to your daughter? It's just a question. I'm being serious.
Well, we actually went with Jordan Love, not Matt LaFleur, but I appreciate you asking.
Yeah. The Green Bay Packers, as you mentioned, a team coming off a bye. It's tough to pass on. And of course, they're at Denver and they're laying a point.
Yeah, this is just a straight fade of Denver for me here. I don't think Denver is very good, actually. I think they're atrocious. They're the 32 ranked team in my power ratings this weekend. I am looking for spots to fade them. Green Bay coming off a bye, a team that I am probably still slightly high on. I think this should be 3, not 1. So I'm gonna still play my number here. I'm going to take Green Bay. Look, if you don't want to take Green Bay, if you want to pass on them, but you still want to find a way to bet against the Broncos, I mentioned this during the break, you can get under 4.5 on this Denver Bronco team, plus 110 for the season right now. Now, they've got Green Bay, and then they've got Kansas City and Buffalo. They could easily start the year 1-8, and at that point, that number is going to be 3.5 wins and juiced heavily to the under. I don't see how Denver gets to 5 wins. So if you want to pass this game, but you want to fight away bet against the Broncos, under season win total 4.5 plus 110.
First of all, thank you to Mike, because I think it's a great play. I was looking at the schedule. You know, Fez gave us the Bears that I think at that time it was 6.5 under. It was juiced to minus 150. They're not getting to 7 wins. And this one by Mike, Patrick, we were talking about it during the break. How the hell do they get there unless these other teams forfeit the game?
No chance. No chance. And this will even make Mike just a corroboration. We did our first ever, and it's very calculated, numbers involved and everything. Dustin, we did our first ever sharp money power rankings, and the Broncos came in at 32 as well. And that was a very mathematically driven list.
Unwatchable. Like, if I got a million TVs, the Broncos don't make the cut. I'll put a black TV on one of my screens over watching the Broncos at this point.
Most aggressive thing about the Broncos right now is the way that Donk chews his gum on the sideline. Like, it just for some reason, gum chewing drives me crazy. I don't know what it is. It's like a pet peeve of mine, watching people chew gum. Does anybody else have vibes on it?
And when people make noise with the gum, any type of, like, I don't know, and blowing bubbles. Yeah, I'm with you.
No. Gum feels very childish. Who chews gum?
Yeah, Little League World Series. That's when you're chewing gum. That's Alicia, when it's acceptable. Outside of that, you get out of here.
Alicia Silverstone and Clueless. That's who chews gum.
Yeah. Yeah. It's shtick. Gum is shtick. Stop chewing it. All right. It's quite a statement to die on here in 2023. Okay, boys, anything? Can we get an update on the baseball game? Because I don't have it on in my studio here. Either of you got it?
End of 2-1-0 Houston. Alex Bregman homered in the first inning. And by the way, to borrow a line from the late, great Vin Scully, the Rangers are playing like they're double parked. I mean, these guys are swinging at everything in the box. I think JV's under 20 pitches or 18 pitches through two innings.
All right. And we're just about to run the board. We go rotation number before we do. Anything, Samich, that we're missing out on NBA-wise, NHL start to the season for you, college football, anything. Freedom is yours to kind of go off here before we run the board.
I got a couple plays which I made in the NBA for season-long win totals. I took Oklahoma City over their win total. I believe that one was 40, I think it was 42.5, 43.5 when I bet it. I still like them over their win total. I like what Chet's going to be able to do inside that organization. I also took the under on San Antonio. That's gotten steamed up to mid-20s. I like the under on that side. I don't think you're going to see a full season for Victor Wembanyama, and if you see him out, that is going to be one of the very, very bad basketball teams. They're going to be bad again here. I don't think you get the full game allotment from them. So I'll go with the under on San Antonio. I believe it was 26.5 when I bet it.
Would you categorize yourself as pumped for the season to start in the NBA?
I love the NHL. So the NHL gets all my extra time right now. And right now it's all about college football and the NFL. I'll start watching the NBA probably around Christmas. That's when I'll start caring about that league. That's when I'll start getting into college basketball as well. So at that point, I'll be a big time basketball head. But right now it's all about football and then your ancillary NHL game. By the way, Connor Bedard, 18-year-old playing for the Chicago Blackhawks, his overshot prop has been absolute gold to start the season. He started out four for four, talked about it last Wednesday on VSiN Primetime. He's one of those guys that should be set at 3.5 or higher every single game. If you ever see anything at 2.5, just take the over. At 3.5, any type of plus money, take the over.
What did he do last night? Because I was watching Colorado was putting a beatdown on the Blackhawks. Did he go over that prop last night?
I did not check last night, so I'll have to check it for you in real time here. But he's been absolutely electric. And when you watch him in the minor leagues, he would consistently shoot the puck from anywhere on the ice. And one of the things you're looking for when you're playing a shot prop total guy is that you want to make sure you find people who get the puck on the net with a wrist shot, not a slap shot. It's a higher percentage shot to actually hit the net. No shots last night. So last night, the first night that he goes under on his shot prop. So hopefully we see that 2.5 come back up because of the zero last night.
Okay, boys, that time of the week. Let's run the board. RTB, rotation number 451. Samich first, Amal 2. The big guy, number 3. Big sexy, and then I'll go fourth. Let's go 451, Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Right now, Samich, Tampa Bay is laying 2.5 at home. Low total, 37.5.
Yeah, this was interesting. Interested in the under when it opened at 41, sitting at 37.5. I don't want to play it here. There's a lot of long teaser games. This is one of the ones that makes my list that I am going to play. I'll tease Atlanta up to +8.5 and combine it with a couple other teams we'll mention later here in the spot.
Like that teaser play here, Patrick. I was looking at Tampa here, -2.5. I think this is an opportunity for them. Desmond Ridder going on the road. We talked about his proficiency at home at Cincinnati and in Atlanta. I just don't buy this Falcons team right now in this particular spot. Buccaneers still have a pretty solid defense. Can Mike Evans and company and Baker Mayfield hook up consistently?
What do you think I'm doing in a game with Desmond Ridder on the road, outdoors against a good front for Tampa Bay? The only way we don't win laying 2.5 is if at halftime Taylor Heinicke comes into this game. He is the only way that it can ruin me fading Desmond Ridder on the Falcons. We are laying it, baby.
I know this is going to shock you guys, but Desmond Ridder struggles under pressure, and the Buccaneers rank second in the league in blitz rate. They are going to blitz the S out of Desmond Ridder. And again, the Falcons have failed to cover in 5 straight games. Make it 6, lay it 2.5 with the Bucs. Don't love it because that team stinks too. Next, 4-5-3.
Best team in the division.
by default, right? 4-5-3. Let's go Vegas at Chicago. We just talked about this one a little bit. 2.5 and 37.5 on the total. Mr. Samich.
Lay it with Vegas. I've got Chicago as the 31st worst team in the NFL. I don't want to have any part of them here in this spot. I think that the Raiders are just up and down a better team. I have them 4 points better without the quarterback involved. I think you have a significant edge at quarterback, even with both backups in there. I think this is an easy bet on the Raiders here. I'm surprised it's on this side of 3. I'll lay the 2.5.
I have absolutely no interest in this game. Not going to bet it. Just watch it because it'll be on one of the screens. But other than that, can't touch this game. I think the numbers come down a little bit. You still play it at 37.5 if you want, but I'm going to pass on this total on the under.
The lowest total an NFL game has ever been placed at is 28 points. I would still take the under if that was the total in this game. We are definitely going under 37.5. A D2 quarterback versus Aiden O'Connell. Yes, please.
And Amal mentioned that he's not going to bet the game, but watch the Raiders Bears. You may want to go to the hospital and get your fever checked because I don't even know what that means. Like, you're not from Las Vegas and you're not from Chicago. What are you thinking? The Raiders are 5-1 to the under and the Bears are starting a D2 quarterback. Set the total at 20 and go under. It's 37.5. I think you know which way I'm going.
But Patrick, I want to complain as the game is like 3-0 in the third quarter and yours and Dustin's is a rocking chair winner on the under, and I'm going, son of a gun, why didn't I play this game under? It's got no shot in 8 quarters of getting to 38 points.
A lot of defensive focus with the Raiders and the Bears. Let's go 4-5-5. Cleveland at Indy. Backups as well, most likely even for Cleveland at quarterback. Samich, Cleveland's laying 3.5 on the road and a total of 40.5.
I pass this game. I lean toward Cleveland, but I didn't get the 3. I don't really want to play at 3.5. I lean toward the under, but again, Minshew makes so many mistakes. I could see Cleveland get points just off turnovers here.
I like the under in this game. If you're the coach, you got to run the football. You're going up against an elite defense, maybe the best defense in football. I like the under here. Both teams are struggling to score.
Yeah, if Watson plays, maybe Cleveland, but I don't have a good feeling.
Mine is so special, I'll tell you outside the break. We're coming back at Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Of course, we're always debating here on Sharp Money who's number one. Well, there's no debate. Zyn is number one when it comes to nicotine pouches. They're already there. It's helped millions of people achieve lasting change, earning the title of America's number one nicotine pouch. You can find your Zyn at your local convenience store or online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. As a warning, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. We got you back here, Sharp Money. I'm Patrick Maher, of course. Amal Shaw, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. On Fridays, we run the NFL board, and we're joined in the final hour by Mr. Samich, Mike Samich, who is, I want to say this, he is, we appreciate him being here for us today because he's not feeling well. VSiN host and analyst, The Handle on the weekend, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, with our buddy Matt Brown as well. Okay, we were joking a little bit during the break. Remember, 6 buys this week, boys, so a bit light. We can take our time a little bit running the board. Raiders 2.5, Rams 3, Chargers, you can catch 6 right now for Samich there at Kansas City. And I ask you this with no sarcasm, because you were talking about your Green Bay Packers. Did you end up going? Did you and your wife end up going with Matt LaFleur as the godparent to your daughter? It's just a question. I'm being serious.
Well, we actually went with Jordan Love, not Matt LaFleur, but I appreciate you asking.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers, as you mentioned, a team coming off a bye. It's tough to pass on. And of course, they're at Denver and they're laying a point.
Yeah, this is just a straight fade of Denver for me here. I don't think Denver is very good. Actually, I think they're atrocious. They're the 32 ranked team in my power ratings this weekend. I am looking for spots to fade them. Green Bay coming off a bye, a team that I am probably still slightly high on. I think this should be three, not one. So I'm gonna still play my number here. I'm going to take Green Bay. Look, if you don't want to take Green Bay, if you want to pass on them, but you still want to find a way to bet against the Broncos, I mentioned this during the break, you can get under 4.5 on this Denver Bronco team, plus 110 for the season right now. Now, they've got Green Bay, and then they've got Kansas City and Buffalo. They could easily start the year 1-8, and at that point, that number is going to be 3.5 wins and juiced heavily to the under. I don't see how Denver gets to 5 wins. So if you want to pass this game, but you want to fight away bet against the Broncos, under season win total 4.5 plus 110.
First of all, thank you to Mike, because I think it's a great play. I was looking at the schedule. You know, Fez gave us the Bears that I think at that time it was 6.5 under. It was juiced to minus 150. They're not getting to 7 wins. And this one by Mike, Patrick, we were talking about it during the break. How the hell do they get there unless these other teams forfeit the game?
No chance. No chance. And this will even make Mike just a corroboration. We did our first ever, and it's very calculated, numbers involved and everything. Dustin, we did our first ever Sharp Money Power Rankings, and the Broncos came in at 32 as well. And that was a very mathematically driven list.
Unwatchable. Like, if I got a million TVs, the Broncos don't make the cut. I'll put a black TV on one of my screens over watching the Broncos at this point.
Most aggressive thing about the Broncos right now is the way that Donk chews his gum on the sideline. Like, it just for some reason, gum chewing drives me crazy. I don't know what it is. It's like a pet peeve of mine, watching people chew gum. Does anybody else have vibes on it?
And when people make noise with the gum, any type of, like, I don't know, and blowing bubbles. Yeah, I'm with you.
No. Gum feels very childish. Who chews gum?
Yeah, Little League World Series. That's when you're chewing gum.
Alicia,
well, outside of that, you get out of here.
Alicia Silverstone and Clueless. That's who chews gum.
Yeah. Yeah. It's shtick. Gum is shtick. Stop chewing it. All right. It's quite a statement to die on here in 2023. Okay, boys, anything? Can we get an update on the baseball game? Because I don't have it on in my studio here. Either of you got it?
End of 2-1-0 Houston. Alex Bregman homered in the first inning. And by the way, to borrow a line from the late, great Vin Scully, the Rangers are playing like they're double parked. I mean, these guys are swinging at everything in the box. I think JV's under 20 pitches or 18 pitches through two innings.
All right. And we're just about to run the board. We go rotation number before we do. Anything, Samich, that we're missing out on NBA-wise, NHL start to the season for you, college football, anything. Freedom is yours to kind of go off here before we run the board.
I got a couple plays which I made in the NBA for season-long win totals. I took Oklahoma City over their win total. I believe that one was 40, I think it was 42.5, 43.5 when I bet it. I still like them over their win total. I like what Chet's going to be able to do inside that organization. I also took the under on San Antonio. That's gotten steamed up to mid-20s. I like the under on that side. I don't think you're going to see a full season for Victor Wembanyama. And if you see him out, that is going to be one of the very, very bad basketball teams. They're going to be bad again here. I don't think you get the full game allotment from them. So I'll go with the under on San Antonio. I believe it was 26.5 when I bet it.
Would you categorize yourself as pumped for the season to start in the NBA?
I love the NHL. So the NHL gets all my extra time right now. And right now it's all about college football and the NFL. I'll start watching the NBA probably around Christmas. That's when I'll start caring about that league. That's when I'll start getting into college basketball as well. So at that point, I'll be a big time basketball head. But right now it's all about football and then your ancillary NHL game. By the way, Connor Bedard, 18-year-old playing for the Chicago Blackhawks, his overshot prop has been absolute gold to start the season. He started out four for four, talked about it last Wednesday on VSiN Primetime. He's one of those guys that should be set at 3.5 or higher every single game. If you ever see anything at 2.5, just take the over. At 3.5, any type of plus money, take the over.
What did he do last night? Because I was watching Colorado was putting a beatdown on the Blackhawks. Did he go over that prop last night?
I did not check last night, so I'll have to check it for you in real time here. But he's been absolutely electric. And when you watch him in the minor leagues, he would consistently shoot the puck from anywhere on the ice. And one of the things you're looking for when you're playing a shot prop total guy is that you want to make sure you find people who get the puck on the net with a wrist shot, not a slap shot. It's a higher percentage shot to actually hit the net. No shots last night. So last night, the first night that he goes under on his shot prop. So hopefully we see that 2.5 come back up because of the zero last night.
Okay, boys, that time of the week. Let's run the board. RTB, rotation number 451. Samich first, Amal two. The big guy, number three, big sexy, and then I'll go fourth. Let's go 4-5-1, Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Right now, Samich, Tampa Bay is laying 2.5 at home. Low total, 37.5.
Yeah, this was interesting. Interested in the under when it opened at 41, sitting at 37.5. I don't want to play it here. There's a lot of long teaser games. This is one of the ones that makes my list that I am going to play. I'll tease Atlanta up to +8.5 and combine it with a couple other teams we'll mention later here in the spot.
Like that teaser play here, Patrick. I was looking at Tampa here -2.5. I think this is an opportunity for them. Desmond Ridder going on the road. We talked about his proficiency at home at Cincinnati and in Atlanta. I just don't buy this Falcons team right now in this particular spot. Buccaneers still have a pretty solid defense. Can Mike Evans and company and Baker Mayfield hook up consistently?
What do you think I'm doing in a game with Desmond Ridder on the road, outdoors against a good front for Tampa Bay? The only way we don't win laying 2.5 is if at halftime Taylor Heinicke comes into this game. He is the only way that it can ruin me fading Desmond Ridder on the Falcons. We are laying it, baby.
I know this is going to shock you guys, but Desmond Ridder struggles under pressure, and the Buccaneers rank second in the league in blitz rate. They are going to blitz the S out of Desmond Ridder. And again, the Falcons have failed to cover in 5 straight games. Make it 6. Lay it 2.5 with the Bucs. Don't love it because that team stinks too. Next, 4-5-3.
Best team in the division.
by default, right? 4-5-3. Let's go Vegas at Chicago. We just talked about this one a little bit. 2.5 and 37.5 on the total. Mr. Samich.
Lay it with Vegas. I've got Chicago as the 31st worst team in the NFL. I don't want to have any part of them here in this spot. I think that the Raiders are just up and down a better team. I have them 4 points better without the quarterback involved. I think you have a significant edge at quarterback, even with both backups in there. I think this is an easy bet on the Raiders here. I'm surprised it's on this side of 3. I'll lay the 2.5.
I have absolutely no interest in this game. Not going to bet it. Just watch it because it'll be on one of the screens. But other than that, can't touch this game. I think the numbers come down a little bit. You still play it at 37.5 if you want, but I'm going to pass on this total on the under.
The lowest total an NFL game has ever been placed at is 28 points. I would still take the under if that was the total in this game. We are definitely going under 37.5. A D2 quarterback versus Aiden O'Connell. Yes, please.
And Amal mentioned that he's not going to bet the game, but watch the Raiders Bears. You may want to go to the hospital and get your fever checked because I don't even know what that means. Like, you're not from Las Vegas and you're not from Chicago. What are you thinking? The Raiders are 5-1 to the under and the Bears are starting a D2 quarterback. Set the total at 20 and go under. It's 37.5. I think you know which way I'm going.
But Patrick, I want to complain as the game is like 3-0 in the third quarter and yours and Dustin's is a rocking chair winner on the under, and I'm going, son of a gun, why didn't I play this game under? It's got no shot in 8 quarters of getting to 38 points.
A lot of defensive focus with the Raiders and the Bears. Let's go 4-5-5. Cleveland at Indy. Backups as well, most likely even for Cleveland at quarterback. Samich, Cleveland's laying 3.5 on the road and a total of 40.5.
I passed this game. I lean toward Cleveland, but I didn't get the 3. I don't really want to play at 3.5. I lean toward the under, but again, Minshew makes so many mistakes. I could see Cleveland get points just off turnovers here.
I like the under in this game. If you're the coach, you got to run the football. You're going up against an elite defense, maybe the best defense in football. I like the under here. Both teams are struggling to score.
Yeah, if Watson plays, maybe Cleveland, but I don't have a good feeling.
Mine is so special, I'll tell you outside the break. We're coming back at Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, back to the board here in a second. But first, new customers, remember, download the DraftKings app, bet $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you use the promo code SHARP. It's a great deal. Plus, no sweat, same game parlay every day over at DraftKings. DraftKings, the crown is yours as we welcome you back again. Samic battling, really sick. I'm surprised you made it the full hour, if I'm being honest. But we are running the board. Amal Shah, Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. Hope you're having a nice week. It's a huge, not just a Friday. I think it's still 1-0 in the baseball game, Amal. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, Verlander just gave a walk to Garver, who's batting 071. But right now, one out, bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Strohs.
Okay, and football, of course, all weekend along with the baseball, hockey, basketball. Tuesday, you've got the association officially kicking off, so plenty to do. Okay, boys, let's get right back to it. And a misreport by me. Apparently, Watson was full practice. Mary Kay Cabot, who's dialed in. Dustin, you have an update there with the Cleveland quarterback?
She said he looks like a go despite his shoulder injury that I think is still lingering. He is not at 100%, but looks like he is going to play week 7.
And that Cleveland number of 3.5 indicates potentially that he is going to play at Indy. Okay, next one up, 457, Detroit at Baltimore. This is a great game. And Baltimore is laying 3, Samic 43 on the total.
I passed this spot. I have Baltimore at 3.5. I don't want to bet against Detroit again. I might be a little bit too low on this Detroit Lions team. I had Tampa Bay last weekend plus the 3.5. That one didn't get home. Luckily, the under did, but I didn't get the side home. I kind of want the under here because it doesn't feel like Detroit's offense has been as prolific as expected. They're not nearly as good on the road as they are at home. As a Baltimore team that looked awful in the red zone last week. I mean, just atrocious play calling there by the Ravens to try and get more points on the board against Tennessee in a game they really controlled. So I lean the under 43. I would lean Baltimore. I'm not going to play Baltimore. To me, it's this 43 on the under or pass.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Mike here. I didn't play this, not going to play this. I do think the Ravens at home are generally very tough, but I can't wait to see this game. Probably the best game of the weekend in my estimation.
I am going to lay 1.5 with Baltimore in the first half. This is one of those weird betting situations where we're down on Baltimore based on what we've seen recently. Now we have Jared Goff outdoors in the elements on the road. I'll lay that 1.5 and back Baltimore in a rebound spot.
Detroit, great run D, forces the Ravens to be one-dimensional. Lamar Jackson, 15-1 in his career against the NFC, 7-0 at home. However, the Lions, 7-1 ATS, their last 8 on the road. That continues. Take the Lions plus 3. Next up, Samic, 459, Buffalo at New England. Buffalo's laying 8 on the road.
Man, I almost said New England is the worst team in football after last week. They came alive a little bit in the second half on offense, but this is still a team that's absolutely devoid of talent, still missing two key pieces on the defensive side. Going to get a pissed off Buffalo team here going into Foxborough. I like Buffalo here. I laid the 8. I also like this as a teaser leg. I like them -2, -1.5, depending on where you're shopping. So team them up with Atlanta and one other game later. But for me, this is a Buffalo big. They like beating up on bad teams. This is a bad team they're facing this week.
I rarely like to come down in teasers, guys, but this is one I'll do it with Buffalo, even though they're on the road, and combine that with Seattle. That's the only play for me here.
Unders have been really good to me this year. They were really good last week. However, they were not good last night, and I'm curious if the market has adjusted and properly set this one at 40. I am going to go under because I can see New England doing nothing offensively, and what we saw from Buffalo with the Giants last week, their offense has some issues to work out as well. We'll go under 40.
Big guy, pay attention to the words coming out of my mouth. New England has failed to cover in 9 straight games as an underdog. It's not great. That continues. Lay the 8 with the Bills. New England is atrocious. Next up, Samic. Hope Dustin was paying attention because usually he just only listens to himself. 461, Washington at the Giants. Washington is laying 3 on the road. Samic, 37.5 on the total.
Yeah, on the under trend, we're at 53.3% red zone success rate in the NFL right now. Lowest number in 12 years. That's why we're seeing all these unders. We'll see. You keep an eye on that red zone success rate. If that starts to tick up, you'll see the totals tick back up. It's another game. Been bet heavily to the under. 42.5 the open. 37 right now, the current total. I like the Giants here. Once we got out to the full field goal, give me the 3. I think the Giants play well again this week. And I don't think Washington should be laying a field goal to very many teams on the road. Giants are one of them. So I'll take the New York Giants plus the 3 points.
Can't bet this game. Don't like either side. Don't have any confidence. But I like Mike's perspective on getting a home dog here in a division game.
If just so you know, these aren't official plays. So if you ever want to just give a lean, that's not, we're not going to hold you to it. Big guy, what do you got?
If I wasn't a Giants fan, I would take the three. Because I'm a Giants fan, I can't do it. There's no Andrew Thomas. We still don't know the status of Daniel Jones. However, the offense is very different with Saquon Barkley back. So I think it does make sense. I prefer the under in this one. Giants 13-0-1 to the under since a couple years ago when they were home dogs of less than seven.
Hide your wife, hide your kids, plug your nose, under. The last six between these two teams have gone under. Let's make it seven straight, big guy. I'm right there with you. Look at the big guy. 4-6-3, Arizona at Seattle. Seattle is laying 7.5 and a total of 44.5, Samich.
Yeah, I like Seattle in this spot on the teaser leg. I'm going to bring them down to -1.5 points, put them with Atlanta and put them with Buffalo, round robin those three teams and teasers this week. The injury report, not great for Seattle, or else this would be a play for me as well. I think that the pixie dust has run out here for the Cardinals. We're seeing them come back down to earth. And I thought Seattle played absolutely phenomenal last week at Cincinnati. I thought they were the better team, just could not execute inside the red zone. This defense in Seattle is for real. I like Seattle quite a bit, but I'm going to lay off the side this week because of the injury report.
I like Seattle here to cover the number. I think this Cardinals team, we saw in the second half, just laid an absolute egg at SoFi. The Seahawks bounce back, but if you want to go with a safer play, and I took Buffalo in a teaser with Seattle as well, but I think the Hawks cover the 7.5 up in Seattle.
Maybe one of Josh Dobbs' final starts under center for Arizona. I think because of the road environment, the home field advantage they have up there with the 12s, Seahawks -4.5 in the first half is one I'm interested in looking at.
Bit of a passive aggressive shot from Mike Samich on the Bengals, because as you know, sharp money is a Bengals house. Disrespectful, but we'll let it go because he's sick. The Cardinals are an underdog for the 15th straight game. That's not great. However, I'll take the 7.5 with the Cardinals. Let's go. Next up, Pittsburgh at the Rams, 4-6-5. We talked about this one. The Rams will make this quick, boys. 3 and 44.5, Samich.
Lay the 3 now while you can. This thing's going to 3.5. We're seeing 3.5 in some books, -115 in others. So get your -3 for the Rams in now. To me, this is a Rams are clearly the better team here. I have this power rated over 4.5 points for the Rams side, and they're at home. Give me the Rams -3.
I agree with Mike. I thought the line was going to be 4, 4.5 here. Steelers 30th overall in total defense. It's the Rams are no play here if you're going to bet this game.
Exact words I was going to say. 4.5, 5-point game. It doesn't make sense to me. It's so obvious, but it feels absolutely dead on right.
Sweep, lay the 3. 4.67, the Chargers at Kansas City. Let's make it quick. I'll just tell you, we know I'm on the money line here. Let's go Chargers, short week. Why not? Go ahead, Samich.
Give me the points. I don't trust this Chargers teams to win against anyone, let alone the Chiefs. The Chiefs, very good on defense. This offense still figuring it out. I still think they're the best team in football, but I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a close game, and I want those 6 points.
No play.
Low on the Chargers, low on the Chiefs. I'll take that 5.5.
4.69, Green Bay is at Denver. Green Bay's laying a point, and the total is 45, Samich.
Denver's awful. They're quitting on the season. I'll happily lay less than a field goal here with Green Bay.
Again, another no play. This game is right there with the Bears and Raiders. Unwatchable.
The total does not make sense in this game. I do not trust either of these offenses to get into 45. Gladly going under.
Totally 45 is way too many points for these two. Going under here as well. 47, 471, Miami at Philly. Possibly along with Detroit and obviously Baltimore game of the week. Philly is laying 2.5. Total 51, Samich.
Didn't play it. Philly or pass, over for pass for me. I don't trust this Miami team against a very good team. The only time they played a good team was the Buffalo Bills. They got blown out. So for me, it's Philly or pass, but I don't want to bet against the Dolphins here.
I love the Philadelphia Eagles in this spot. This is my favorite play besides Alabama this weekend. This Miami team is beating up on teams that have bad records. If you look at who they've played, they have not really played quality competition. They got absolutely smoked in Buffalo. I think the same thing happens on Sunday night at the Link.
Eagles first half -1.5. Eagles are 8-3 straight up in the first half going back through last year. Two of those that they did not win were against Washington. So in division, a team that knows them well, I'm going to back Philly.
Sunday night, both teams go bonkers off that terrible offensive performance by the Eagles last week at the Jets. Let's go over the 51.5. 4.73, Samich, San Francisco at Minnesota. San Francisco's laying 7, 44.
Man, I take this 7 if San Francisco didn't lose last week, but because they lost, I think you're going to see a hungry San Francisco team. I'll lay the 4 with San Francisco in the first half.
Not going to touch this game, but Mike brings up a good point. This team coming off of loss is a tough spot to bet against.
actually think I've never said these words this year. It might be an overplay at 44 with the Vikings defense being so bad and the Vikings throwing the ball a ton.
Give me Minnesota and a touchdown at home in prime time. I'll take the Vikings. Thank you, boys. Enjoy your weekend. Amal, good luck with the bets. Mike Somich, feel better, buddy. RacingDudes.com, VSIN, of course, the handle. Will he or won't he? That is literally what the nation is waiting for this Saturday and Sunday. I will say, if he makes it for 6 hours this weekend, that is incredible. And the big guy, great job. We'll see you. Sharp money on Monday.